We're talking today to Narcotics Anonymous. We have two representatives here from Narcotics Anonymous. With us is Justice, also Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hello.
Hi, Justice.
Hello, good morning.
NA is an important service for people who want to turn their lives around, for people who are suffering from addiction. This is worldwide, and you're helping people who are in different situations, from different walks of life, different ages. Talk to us about Narcotics Anonymous.
Narcotics Anonymous is a nonprofit fellowship. It's a society of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem. We are recovering addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean.
Addicts helping other addicts, that's an important part of this equation.
Yeah, we like to say that the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. And that really is true. When people are using or abusing drugs, and we've all been there, you know, you tend to isolate and feel very alone in the world. And it's important to understand that there's an entire community out there that have gone through very similar experiences, and we're there to support, love, and help you.
This is anyone. It doesn't matter what substance they're on.
It doesn't. Mm-hmm. We don't distinguish between substances. We focus on the disease of addiction.
And so. Narcotics Anonymous has been around for decades, actually.
Narcotics Anonymous sprang from the AA program in the late 40s, with NA meetings first emerging in the LA area in the early 50s, 1953 to be exact. NA started as a small U.S. organization that has grown into one of the world's oldest and largest international organizations of its type. It really took its spring leap in 1983 when they published the basic text, its first form of book literature. Today, NA is established throughout much of the world.
It's worldwide. You can't go anywhere, really, without knowing what Narcotics Anonymous is.
We're in 139 countries with over 67,000 meetings a week.
The literature part of it, tell us about that, you know, the original text. When you say they published it, what was in it?
Well, Narcotics Anonymous translated some of the words from the original 12-step fellowship that we got it from, and we transformed that to meet our own spiritual language. It's a non-religious program. It's based in spirituality, and we urge all people to find a higher power of their own understanding.
The basic text is basically the basis of the program. It goes through our 12 steps, our 12 traditions. It's really the essence of the program. I mean, from that, you know, there's various other pieces of literature and pamphlets and this kind of stuff, all of which can be gotten at any NA meeting. So if anybody's interested in getting their hands on some of this literature, they just got to find a local meeting. They'll have it.
Mm-hmm. And so if you're thinking about getting help, Justice, it doesn't matter what substance we're talking about. NA includes everyone, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's no sexual identity, no creed, religion, lack of religion. We don't care. The disease of addiction doesn't differ, so we don't either. If you need help, we're here to help you with a lending hand. todayna.org would be the Southern California regional website for information. And we also have the phone number for the helpline. It would be 1-800-TODAY-NA. We also have the Spanish-speaking phone line, which would be 888-NA-AHORA. So that's 622-4672.
I'm so glad you gave that information. Right. And Rob, the anonymous part of this is important. That's a big component.
Yes, it is.
Because?
Well, for a variety of reasons. It ultimately protects both the attendees or members and the program itself. And what it does is it takes the focus off personalities or individuals and puts it on our program of recovery, which is where the real emphasis should be. There's no hierarchy in Narcotics Anonymous. Everyone's all the same. We're all there for the same reason. Mm-hmm. And we're all there to help each other.
Because when it comes to addiction, people need the support. It's not a matter of willpower or what you can or can't accomplish. On your own, it's a matter of support too, to feel like you have people to support you, and then you have a sponsor. Can you call them at like 3 o'clock in the morning if you need to?
Absolutely. I tell my sponsees that, especially when it's a code red, if it's a situation they feel like getting loaded, hurting themselves, taking a major backslide, I don't care what time it is, you feel free to call me and we're going to get through it. This program teaches principles before personalities in so many different aspects that it's a giant support group with a process of a new way to live.
And it works.
And it does work.
Very successful.
If you work it.
That's right.
Yes, it works.
That's what we say. It works if you work it.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
Yeah.
In movies. But I know it's part of the program.
Right. And you know, we like to say that the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. If you want to quit and find a new way to live, we certainly can help. And we're a resource in your community, and I guarantee there's a meeting right around the corner.
Right, close to you. How do you look for those meetings? Tell us again, Justice.
So if you were to go for the Southern California area, if you were to go to that website, The website is todayna.org, and then from there you can navigate to your local area. That is our SoCal regional website, and from there you can navigate and find your local cities, and from there you could pinpoint either their helpline or a meeting directory right there online. And once you get to a meeting, we have meeting directories at every meeting that tell you when, where, and what kind of meeting it is.
It's very easy to find a meeting. Just, again, go to todayna.org, or you can call our helpline, which is
1-800-TODAY-NA.
So once you decide that you want to be there,
that's right.
You can find the meeting
that's right.
Probably within blocks of where you live,
that's
like you
right.
said.
Yeah, undoubtedly.
And then when you go, you want to go when you're not using, right?
We don't discriminate. If, even if you're loaded, you can still go to a meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen people kicking, literally, for the sake of this interview, I've seen people kicking heroin in the back corner. And we just hope that the seed is planted.
Right.
And they're more than welcome to the coffee, to listen, and we're there to offer open arms.
It's a safe place. We, you know, as we say, we're under no surveillance. We're not watched. There's no dues. There's no nothing. It's a safe, loving place if you want to stop using and find a new way to live.
And by being there, they're wanting to get help, even though they don't know exactly how to do it yet.
Right.
But the intent is there, and that's probably the first step, right?
It is absolutely the first step, and they'll hear a message that that will get through to them.
It is exactly the first step, like you said, admitting powerlessness and that your life is unmanageable. The surrender in that is the key to beginning.
Admitting that you have this problem.
Right.
And when you go through the program, does it come with the chips like it does for AA? You hear about the chips.
We do celebrate various lengths of clean time with little key tags or key rings and that. But ultimately, it's a real minor part of the program.
Yeah, right, of course.
It's a helpful way, and it's a good pat on one's own back to show progress.
Yeah, like you said, the key tag in itself is not the big part. It's how many days, the 30 days, the 60 days, the 6 months to half a cake, the celebrating 1 year of clean time. I tell people all the time, don't ever put only or just in front of your clean time. You know, I don't just have this. No, you worked for it, you earned it, and it's something to be proud of.
Right, and for, you know, we'd say like the 30-day chip or key tag, you know, many of the people that are in a program never would have imagined that they could spend 30 days without using drugs.
Sure.
So that in itself is a major milestone. And we build on that, and we support that.
And I also wanted to mention that you work on some public programs because there are events and programs, and you provide education to schools. Tell us about that, Justice.
Yeah, we offer many areas of information. Sometimes we do educational presentations for junior highs or high schools, whether it be the students or the staff. We also do educational presentations for administration that may be involved in like maybe probation administration that don't know the details behind drug addiction or addiction in general. We also do booth sittings at fairs, county fairs.
Health fairs.
I mean, we offer the information everywhere. It's a matter of being trusted servants and be given the opportunity to be at a location to offer information to the public.
So you dedicate a lot of your life to educating people and letting people know how they can get help and why they should.
Absolutely. That's what a lot of our service is based on, is public information and spreading the message of recovery.
Do you have celebrities that do public service announcements for you to say, or no?
That's not part of it? No, well, because they would be anonymous.
Totally. I understand. So I got it. Yeah. Anything that is not anonymous, you stay away from.
That's correct. Right. So, because we don't want the emphasis is not on any person or personality. Mm-hmm. It's on the program and on helping those addicts out there who are still suffering.
Such an obvious point. Thank you so much for making it.
Hopefully you never will see any star. You know, there have been many stars who have gone through our program.
And they talk about it.
And they do. And that's their choice.
Like Joe Walsh, we were talking about him few minutes ago because he's gone through the program. It helped him tremendously.
It perhaps saved his life.
And he talks about it.
He does talk about it, and that's his choice.
Yeah.
But as a part of our fellowship, we try to maintain our personal anonymity.
That makes perfect sense. Yes, it's Narcotics Anonymous.
That's true.
Because you're there for people, and you just want to help them.
And help each other.
Yeah, help each other. So it's NA.org, right?
NA.org is our world service site.
Yes.
But for those in the Southern California regional area, it's todayna.org.
And if you do go to the NA site, to the portal there, it will eventually get you. You can click through, and you'll get to exactly what meeting is to you.
Yeah, and it gets even more specific than that. They have smoking and non-smoking meetings. They have women meetings. They have men meetings. Mm-hmm. They have LGBT-friendly meetings. They have, et cetera. There's pretty much a meeting for everyone. In Los Angeles alone, I believe there are over 1,500 meetings a week. So you'll undoubtedly find one that's close to you and that's right up your alley.
There's one there for you.
That's right.
Yes. Justice, what would you say to someone who is thinking about getting help,
Well, I would tell them that even being willing is the major first step. Mm-hmm. And then if they want what we have to offer, we're willing to help them. There's no need to overdose or go to jail or follow in so many other morally inappropriate actions that many of us have. Now would be a good time, and I'd be more than willing and love to take them to a meeting, mm-hmm. introduce them to people, and show them some literature, have them read some literature that some of the literature helps you ask questions in your own head. You know what? Maybe I do have a problem and I'm here, and they're willing to help me. And we tell people all the time, you know, we're going to love you until you can love yourself. Because a lot of people come broke, spiritually, mentally, emotionally bankrupt when they arrive. And the program in itself will help rebuild that. It's a slow process, but it is a positive process for those that are willing to put in some work.
Those are wise words. Narcotics Anonymous.
If you can make it to a meeting, yeah. Give yourself a break and you're taking the first step.
Yes, and you can change your life. Mm-hmm. You can turn your life around. It started in California, too. I wanted to mention that just because now it's around the world.
Los Angeles,
but here in Los Angeles, it has its origins. So so we have that to
it's
be proud
of. It's a homegrown entity. Mm-hmm.
It really, this is really grassroots. When you talk grassroots, you're talking NA.
That's right.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a safe place for people to go who may have pushed their family away mm-hmm. and are rebuilding that relationship and don't have a family yet. And right. NA is their family.
There's a meeting near you that was welcome you with open arms.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Narcotics Anonymous and Justice and Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.